Hey, it's Deb. I'm a dating coach, and you're listening to my podcast, Debbie Does Dating, episode Insure Yourself, with my guest, Jason Rush.
Debbie Does Dating, with your host, Debbie Clawson, sponsored by Dating by Deb.
Okay, our awkward dating moment actually brought to you by Jason himself. Do you want to share your awkward dating moment? One of them.
Yeah, there's a few, but probably my most awkward dating moment ever was when I was, I think, a sophomore or junior in high school, and we went for a hike. It was late at night, it was dark, and the other people had all been up there before, and I was scared to death walking up the trail. And my friend ran ahead on the trail and decided to jump out and scare me. And I'm definitely, when it comes to fight or flight, I'm a flight guy. And I jumped and I punched one girl in her chest and I punched the other girl in her face. And that's when I went home for the evening. So
that's
probably my most awkward one.
So which one wanted a second date? The one you punched in the chest or the face?
Neither. In fact, my buddy was probably the only one to talk to me after that out of the four of us that were there.
Well, I'm surprised you talked to him. Jerk.
That's what friends are for, right?
Yeah, I guess. That was a good one. Thanks for sharing that. So, Jason, I'm so glad that you agreed to be my guest. And we're going to be talking about insurance. Why? So what does insurance have to do with dating? Jason is one of my good friends who happens to also be my insurance agent. And we met in a networking group. And as he was talking about his business, I thought that maybe it'd be helpful to see how insurance can relate to those of us who end up single again after years of marriage. Because personally, I did not know anything about insurance. And I had no idea that we should know things about insurance, especially, you know, when we end up single. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, like your family, your business, how long you've been in insurance, et cetera.
Yeah, I've been in insurance for pretty close to 15 years now. Jackie and I opened our own agency about 5.5, almost 6 years ago here in our hometown in Syracuse. But Jackie's my wife of 23 years, and nice. We have three kids, 21, 19, and 17-year-olds, and two dogs.
Nice. Well, that's awesome. Okay, Jason, I've got some questions for you. Here is a scenario. Say that I have decided to get divorced. And as far as insurance goes, which is usually probably the last thing on our minds if we're going through something like that, which is why we're doing this, to help you guys out if you're in that situation. So what's something I need to do?
For me, it's step one is you want to make sure your agent knows or the insurance company knows that the divorce is happening, because in a lot of cases, people will call up and they'll ask to remove a driver or remove a car. Uh-huh. And as an agent or a company, if we don't know that you're getting divorced, we've had several scenarios where people have found out that they're uninsured after an accident or after something happens in their house. We had a lady that lived in a $4 million house up on the East Bench in Ogden, one of the most beautiful homes I've ever been in, and she had a water pipe break in her house, and she called up her longtime insurance company and found out that the policy had been canceled by her husband 4 years prior to that.
Oh my goodness. She hadn't had insurance for four years?
Yeah, and so thank goodness it was a smaller claim. Had it been a house fire or something along those lines, she would have been out millions of dollars in her case.
Wow. So let's just take that scenario. So they get divorced. She has no idea that she needs to do anything with the insurance. Her ex-husband takes her off the insurance because he's no longer living there. And then she's out of luck.
Yeah, and communication is key with the agent, because then we can put a note on the account saying don't make any changes to this household without talking to both parties first. And then the second part is to remember you've been married for a while. It's beneficial for all parties usually to stay on the same policy as long as possible. ideally, if you're getting along, it's best for both parties to stay on a joint policy as long as possible, but you definitely want to let your insurance company or insurance agent know.
Okay, so just for those of us, I didn't know the difference. Obviously, single versus joint, single's way more expensive. Why?
Yes, so Flo from Progressive's done a great job talking about discounts and discounts over the year. But I mean, you get a married discount, you get a multi-driver discount, get a multi-car discount, and then, you know, if there's a home involved, there's the auto home, the multi-policy discount, those can amount to close to 40% to 50% off depending on the company you're with. So if you go out on your own policy, it's going to cost you almost as much as it does for two people, which is why it's beneficial to try to work it out and share the cost while you guys are working through the divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. So if you get into that situation, tell your agent before the divorce goes through so that you can make those notes, right, to talk to both parties before you make
agree.
Any changes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Typically, when people get divorced, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. So,
yeah,
I mean, the sooner, the sooner you can let the insurance company or the agent know, the better off you are and the better chance you have of, you know, not being on the reverse end of that, where you find out either from a claim or from a bank that you that your insurance has been canceled. Because once you have a lapse in insurance, your rate is way higher. So,
oh, I see. Okay, that makes sense. All right, so then I told my agent and I end up, you know, getting insurance, single insurance while I'm single. Then what happens if I meet somebody and start dating them and then it, you know, gets serious? What should I do or what happens there?
It's when you get to the point where you're sharing expenses or when you move in together, is because insurance is based on your garaging location.
Oh, okay.
So once you get to the point where you're moving in together, again, for all the reasons I just went over, even if you're not married, lots of people in Utah will say, well, we can't be on the same policy, we're not married. That's not the truth. If you're living in the same household, the insurance company would prefer you to be on the same policy. And it's like I said, it's usually because of the multi-car, the multi-driver discount, it's usually more beneficial for both parties to get insurance together. The only exception is generally when somebody has a rough driving record, which is not necessarily a bad thing for you to find out you're marrying a guy with three DUIs anyway.
Didn't you tell me a story about that that you want to share?
Yeah. So when I was very, very first starting, one of my first appointments I went on was I had talked to a lady and they were paying an astronomical amount for insurance. I didn't have their driver's licenses, so I went over to their house to meet with them. I got their driver's licenses and I pulled up the MVR report, and the guy had over a like a 12-year period, he had had three DUIs.
Ooh.
And anyways, I brought it up to the lady and the guy and the gentleman sitting at the table, and he just, his face turned white.
Guess that's something he hadn't
disclosed. No idea. And, yeah, started screaming at him, and then thankfully eventually looked at me and said, you need to leave, which I grabbed my stuff and sprinted out the door.
You're like, thank you, I was waiting. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
Yeah, it was awkward there for a minute.
Yeah, that is awkward. That that's good to know. So you'll do like the background check to see what they've got
going on.
Well,
at least the driving, background check. the rest
she
is
might...
up to you.
Yeah, after that, she might want to do a full background check. Oh, yeah, I'm sure that was super awkward for you.
Well, in the guy's defense, he's been single for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he hasn't had his wife there to tell him how to drive.
Oh! Oh. Well, okay, so as an insurance agent, what's your best piece of advice to give somebody who's facing divorce?
Just remember that you were married and shared things for a long time. And then sometimes it's hard, but we had one client that called up and said that he wanted his wife car off policy. We told him that, you know, she had refused, asked him to get something from a lawyer or the court stating that he could do it. And eventually he ended up calling the insurance company directly. Mm-hmm. And even though we had notes on the account, the insurance company took her and her car off the policy. And she found out through America First when she got a letter in the mail. Uh-huh. But here's the thing, like, if she goes out and gets in an accident and hurts somebody, you as a soon-to-be ex-spouse can be responsible and held liable for those damages. So it's not worth saving the $50 or $100 a month to try to make a statement right off the bat. So
That makes sense. Well, I appreciated finding out all that information from you, because those are things that I just didn't ever even think about. And even though it can be a traumatic experience going through divorce, those are important things to remember that would help you in the long run. So anyway, I appreciated that. Jason's an amazing insurance agent. He's honest and he really cares about his clients. And I'm grateful for that, because I was actually driving to the airport one time to go on a vacation for a week and ended up hitting a piece of tire, you know, those pieces of tire on the freeway, and it just kind of like wrecked my front end. And I had no idea what to do, but I did know to call Jason. So I did. I'm like, what do I do? And he said, just go enjoy your vacation. I'll take care of everything. And so when I got back, he had told me where to call to get my car fixed and everything like that. So as a single woman, I really, really appreciate having an agent that I can trust, because I don't know a whole lot about insurance. That's why I have Jason, because I trust him. So Jason, what's your business called and how can people contact you?
Yeah, it's Rush Family Insurance, and my cell number is 801-682-3721, or if they just search Rush Family Insurance on Facebook, they'll bump into us as well. But yeah, either one of those is fine.
Okay. What's your biggest passion in having your business? What do you love most about doing what you do?
I'd be lying if I didn't say, like, freedom and money. But I mean, as far as the business side, I enjoy helping people, like your story with your accident or getting someone on their feet after a house fire. My first house fire was actually my cousin. It was a hard day, but I remember going up there. It was on President's Day. And I remember going up there and giving him and his wife a hug and saying, and being able to look him in the eye and saying, we got this. You know, this is going to be a bump in the road. So making sure people are properly covered, hopefully at an affordable price, and then helping them through some rough patches.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I know I've heard countless stories about how Jason has helped people. So I really appreciate you having my back. All of this information for singles out there or people who may be facing divorce to take care of these things or know what they need to do to help themselves in the long run. I feel like this has been super helpful information, and I really appreciate you helping us understand it a little bit better. So even in the midst of challenges, there are people like Jason who can help us get through it. So keep your heads up and happy dating. Hey, are you spinning an indecision? Maybe you're stuck wondering where or how to move forward. Or are you at the point where you can just take one day at a time? I'm a dating coach and I can help. In my one-to-one coaching calls, we'll talk about where you are now, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. We can do this. I believe in you. Do you want dating tips, funny stories, and real-life experiences on the joys and sorrows of being single? Follow me on Instagram, Dating by Deb, and please interact. I love socializing with you.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson, sponsored by Dating by Deb.